Exciting couple of days left for school. School is out for summer starting tomorrow. Exams actually end today for high school students. And to talk school, last day of school, and maybe a few other things, Nikki is joining me this morning. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, let's talk exams. Did you ever stress out during exam time? I did. I almost cried.
Well, because that's you, because you're so type A. I was like, man, what time is that exam? What day is it? Oh, it's this morning. I better get to work.
See, and I probably bet you did well on your exams.
Well, because I just memorized everything about an hour before. But if you asked me what I wrote an hour later, I would not have been able to tell you.
You wouldn't have remembered it. I get it. No. Yeah, I would study so hard. And then all of a sudden come exam time. Oh, my gosh. It was an absolute wreck.
My grade 9 French teacher said, look, you will not pass this course. But I just got notification that I am teaching it again in September.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you an absolute 50 because I cannot do this with you again. Deal, dude. Deal.
Done. There we have it. Yeah. No, honestly, yeah. Exciting times for, elementary and 7 and 8s. They're wrapping up this week. Report cards are already in the books. They'll be watching movies probably today 100%. And tomorrow. We're doing
it's
whatever.
All field trips. 23 years I worked in the education system. You know, I get it. The last month, you plan all your field trips because you're done. You've checked out. The report cards are done, but you always say to them, oh, marks are still coming in.
Right, you know, sure. Wink,
not.
Wink.
They're in. Then the last day of school comes. The kids are, you have to peel them off the wall because it's the longest day of life other than the next day after Halloween because of all the sugar. Right,
yeah, yeah.
And then the gifts. I'm okay. I don't need another number one helper, number one teacher mug. Unless it's coming with an LCBO gift card,
sure.
Tim Hortons gift card, some kind of food gift card. I'm telling you right now, parents out there, save your money. Like, well, 23 years of working in the school system,
yep.
Do you know how many mugs I've accumulated?
I can't imagine, but that's the thing. This is the time of year. Teachers, they get gifts.
And if you have a class full of Italians, like, you know how we went, everybody has to outdo everybody. Every parent is like, I wonder what that person got that teacher.
I remember once my dad actually said to me, Danny, did you want to bring your teacher a jar of sauce? And I said, what? Yes. Are you kidding? Yes. No, I'm good, Dad. I'm good.
Yeah, no, that's what we would like.
Well, that's the thing, right?
I know I'm a number one teacher. You don't have to give me a mug to tell me that.
Okay, I have one question. Before we wrap up about school here, did you ever skip out? Did you ever skip classes in high school?
You know what the best is? The teachers wanted me to because I was legit a pain. So every day I would love going to school because it was a great time. I rarely behaved and they would ask, like, they couldn't care less if I wasn't there. But my cousin Julie would write my notes all the time because she perfected my mom's signature.
Now all the secrets are out.
Yeah. Oh, they know now. They know. Oh, they always thought she was an angel. But you know what? We all know now. I've set the record straight. It was always me, but it was her too.
Nice. Do you think I ever skipped a class in high school?
Never.
No, I never did. See,
I
you
think
know
you
me.
Did maybe when you turned 18, if you could write your own notes. Like, that's at PACI, we could write our own notes at 18.
No, I never did.
I didn't expect that you would, because you are a pretty big rule follower.
Yes, yes, yeah. But to know that your teachers probably wanted you to skip
they
class
wanted
is
me
hilarious.
Gone. Like, they're like, oh, you should see their face every morning. I'm like, good morning. And they're like, oh like,
Nikki's
you know,
here.
What day without her? So now they wish they had 30 Nikki's in a class. Yeah. Well, maybe not, but
Nikki, always a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, last couple days of classes and there you go. Make the most of it and no
teachers,
number one.
Hang in there. You got one more day and then you got the whole summer with your awful kids at home. So try to farm them out.